This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump addressed the nation Wednesday after Iran fired more than a dozen ballistic missiles at two Iraqi air bases that house U.S. troops. White House correspondent Patsy Wadakaswara with VOA.
In an apparent move to de-escalate, President Donald Trump announced no military retaliation, only new sanctions on Tehran. He called on Western powers to abandon the Iran nuclear deal and work towards a new one.
A deal with Iran that makes the world a safer and more peaceful place. We must also make a deal that allows Iran to thrive and prosper and take advantage of its enormous untapped potential.
Via Twitter after the attacks, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the strikes were proportionate measures in self-defense and that Iran is not seeking war. Outraged by the killing of top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in Baghdad last week, the Iraqi parliament voted to expel 5,200 American troops from the country. Trump has warned he will impose sanctions if the U.S. cannot leave Iraq on a very friendly basis. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
Puerto Rico slowly began to recover Wednesday from the string of devastating earthquakes that hit the U.S. Caribbean island territory since late December. Its power grid intentionally shut down as a safety measure after Tuesday's 6.4 magnitude earthquake was partially brought back to life. Nearly 500,000 of the island's 1.5 million customers had service again. That's up from 100,000 on Tuesday. The governor, Wanda Vasquez, said that most of the Puerto Rico area should have power restored by Thursday, provided that there are no more earthquakes. In the meantime, hundreds of families have been sleeping in their cars and on cots and chairs outdoors for fear that their homes might collapse in aftershocks or new tremors. This is VOA News. A vote is set for this Thursday in the U.S. House of Representatives on limiting President Donald Trump's ability to make military action against Iran. AP said Donahue.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the drone strike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, provocative and disproportionate. Democrats like Minnesota's Ilhan Omar say President Trump is too unpredictable.
This is a man who is both an arsonist and a fireman. He starts a crisis, then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says now is not the time to hold back the president.
We should all be coming together to support our commander-in-chief to protect America, not debating how to limit the president's ability to defend this country.
A similar bill faces an uphill fight in the GOP-led Senate, and if passed, President Trump would veto it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The black boxes have been recovered from a Ukrainian airliner that crashed shortly after takeoff from Tehran Airport. More from VOA's Lattice Ahok.
Ukrainian Airlines flight PS752 crashed minutes after takeoff early Wednesday when it reached the altitude of about 2,500 meters. All 176 people on board were killed in the crash. Iranian authorities said they have recovered the cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder from the Boeing aircraft, but would not share the information obtained from them with the American manufacturer. Ukraine is demanding a thorough and reliable investigation.
Of course, we will demand that this investigation is conducted as transparently as possible, so that all international public organizations that could ensure or strengthen trust in this investigation are involved.
Ukrainian authorities have suspended all the flights to and from Iran pending the investigation. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Houston Nissan boss and international fugitive Carlos Ghosn made his first appearance since a daring escape from Japan, where he's wanted on financial mismanagement charges, Reuters' David Doyle.
In his first public comment since fleeing to Lebanon from Japan, the ousted Nissan boss and international fugitive Carlos Ghosn attempted a point-by-point rebuttal of the charges against him, aided by internal Nissan company documents, accused Tokyo prosecutors of brutal treatment, and launched a blistering attack on the Japanese authorities and Nissan executives he says conspired against him.
These allegations are untrue, and I should have never been arrested in the first place.
The Tokyo prosecutor's office said Ghosn's allegations completely ignore his own conduct and that one-sided criticism of the Japanese criminal justice system is totally unacceptable.
Reuters' David Doyle. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.